The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reaching the fault lines of today. This is Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.
Another week, another terror attack. This guy claimed allegiance immediately to ISIS. Had a note in his car claiming allegiance, wants a flag put in his hospital room. Yes, asked for a flag to be put in his hospital room, and we're getting release of his comments. One of his comments was that he was very happy of the success. That's SOB was happy of the success of his act of war. I tweeted out that we should allow him to put his flag on the lining of his bedpan. Hopefully, the process of bringing him to justice will include a death penalty after we extract all the information possible out of him in order to prevent and understand whether he had any accomplices, what his associates did, and what radicalized these individuals. It's not need too much rocket science, but I think one of the things that comes to mind as we look at defeating that last territory in the cerebral cortex, the territory of the cerebral cortex of Muslims around the planet. The important part that I think we should look at today, just for a second, grant me this sort of tangential thought, if you will. There's a concept that it's not just a police song, synchronicity, but it's a concept that is often associated with folks that look at paranormal activity, etc. There was a German scientist, Carl Jung, an analytical psychologist that obviously gave significant contributions to psychoanalysis, but talked about synchronicity, acts that can happen between individuals that may not know one another, that may know one another, that we don't know if it has a causal relationship, but seems to be meaningful coincidences. Now, these occur at the same time, so I want to talk about a new type of synchronicity. And this week was the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. And there is a German town that was abuzz this week with Luthermania, Martin Luthermania, Wittenberg, the discussion of the Wittenberg Bible and how Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the castle church doors on October 31st, 1517. And the 500th anniversary on October 31st of the start of that Reformation was noted. And to the day, this militant, barbaric animal of a human being committed this act of terror on behalf of ISIS. 100 years after that nailing of the thesis, 100 years, 4 generations, Europe went through its 30 years war, 8 million people died, and on goes further, deeper plunge into religious wars, and by the grace of God, the discovery of America led to the colonies, led to the revolution against the throne of England, against the Church of England, and the defeat militarily and ideologically of theocracy, and the victory of the ideas of James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, and others of our founding fathers who were devout, some deists, most obviously openly Christian, and yet they did not want the word Christian in our founding documents.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.